Hello there. This is your Daily Lift from the Gospel Broadcasting Network. Of all the words we utter in a day, I suppose no one is ever excluded asking, why? Whether in thought or in speech. I doubt there's a more frequently asked question. People subject to authority also often ask the why question, while wondering about the wisdom in the instructions they've been given. Perhaps you have even wondered why God Himself requires certain things of us. However, while man will never overcome the inquisitive manner natural to him, it's never really necessary to ask why of God's wisdom, as if to cast doubt on His prudence. If wondering why is the avenue whereby we're prompted to study His Word for additional information, then our inquiring mind is actually contributed to our spiritual health. However, such wondering should never be allowed to erode one's faith. After all, our faith is our response to God's testimony in Scripture. Therefore, to doubt what is written there is to retard the growth of faith. It's what is written by divine inspiration that gives us both hope and purpose, while directing us in the way that is right, ultimately leading us to heaven. We may not fully appreciate the way we're instructed to trod until we've actually arrived at the final destination. For example, we normally can't see our destination when we leave one locale for another. Yet at the end of the journey, we see clearly before us the place to which we intended to come. Were that a spiritual destination, we'd likely, and ideally, not ask of the wisdom of God's instructions along the way there. That wisdom should have become abundantly clear to us. At Luke chapter 24, Jesus noted that His suffering and resurrection was all performed because He was behooved to perform it, and He was behooved to perform it for no other reason than that it was written in Scripture that He would. If the Lamb of God is behooved to respond without question because of the authority of the sacred writings of God, then certainly we are as well. What is fitting for the master is without doubt fitting for the servant cannot be above his Lord. We may be eternally grateful for the desire of Christ to fulfill His Father's wishes, for it was all done for our eternal benefit. Jesus' obedience on the cross made possible for us the repentance and remission of sins about which He spoke at verse 47. However, it should be noted that remission of sins is dependent upon repentance. The former cannot be granted without the latter. Jesus left us a marvelous example of how obedience leads to blessing. Without undue question, let us simply follow Him there. And may He bless you, and have a great day.